Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Senator, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, I'm so pleased to join you. Thank you.
An important conversation today. Last month, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on access to the abortion pill mifepristone. And this comes less than 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, and abortion really continues to be a flashpoint in this country. So when you're thinking about that case, when you were listening to the oral arguments, what stuck out to you?
Well, I can tell you in general, not only the fact that they overturned Roe versus Wade, which, by the way, I remember right here in the Senate, many of those now Supreme Court justices saying they were going to respect that precedent, and clearly they didn't. And the fact that the opinion itself goes even further, right? It claims to want to protect through states' rights. We know that's not happening. It has opened the door for so many other rights and freedoms to be taken away from Americans. And we see now the Supreme Court, which is stacked by these right-wing justices that were put there by the last administration, from Donald Trump to Mitch McConnell, right? Some really conservative Republican senators in Congress. We see what's happening. And it's an erosion of women's rights across the country. And it is playing out before the courts. It is playing out in Congress now, where they want to continue to erode those rights. And quite frankly, it's outrageous because, Brittany, when you think about it, across the country, a majority of Americans support women's rights to reproductive freedom. They support Roe versus Wade. We've had it for over 50 years with no issue. So why all of a sudden is this happening to women? And, you know, I think about it this way, Brittany. You know, I grew up the last 50 years. I had those rights as a woman, rightfully so, and those freedoms to really go talk to my healthcare provider, access the healthcare that I needed. But now I have a niece that has now waking up with less rights than I did. And it is really outrageous that across this country, so many elected people in elected positions, think that they know better than doctors and the women and their rights and their spouses and their loved ones. It's just, it's outrageous. And that's why we have to continue to push back and fight back on this issue.
To your point, polls do suggest that most Americans do support Roe v. Wade. So what do you say to young voters, particularly women, particularly those who are of reproductive age, who feel really disenfranchised now, especially over the past 2 years? They see Roe v. Wade being overturned. They see IVF under threat. They see mifepristone being up for debate. What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them, first of all, I come from a state that's a proud pro-choice state. I want people to know this. In Nevada, we codified Roe versus Wade in 1990, right? So, and that was a vote of the voters of Nevada. That was Democrats, Republicans, independents, men, women coming forward saying, oh, no, we want to protect a woman's right to choose. And a majority of people now, voters in Nevada, still feel the same way. It is the number one issue. When I am home, I hear from so many Nevadans across the state, and I don't care what their party affiliation or their gender, this is an issue for them to protect women's rights. So in my state, when I talk to young people, I talk to them about the importance of getting out to vote. This is what happens. If you don't show up and vote for individuals who are going to protect your freedoms, then you're going to end up with elected officials who are going to take it away. And that's exactly what we've seen over the last couple of years. People in elected positions who think it's okay to take away these freedoms for women. I mean, think about it this way, Brittany. We're in the 21st century, and now women cannot access 21st century healthcare for their needs because elected representatives think that they know better.
I want to read some numbers here, some statistics. The Guttmacher Institute found that in 2023, 63% of abortions in America were medication abortions. And this is up 10% since 2020. So when we're looking at the mifepristone case in particular, what are the broader implications for abortion in this country in that case?
Well, and you asked a great question earlier as well, is what were the implications of what we saw in the overturning of Roe versus Wade and actual writing of the opinion? It's this. It is not that these extreme elected officials on the far right, it's not enough that they were able to overturn Roe versus Wade. They don't respect states' rights because they are continuing to erode women's rights, even in states like Nevada, right? So we have seen across the country where states that either have banned or restricted abortion, their state legislatures are moving forward to criminalize women from traveling to states like Nevada to even access healthcare, or criminalizing the doctors who are providing this, and what you just talked about, or trying to outlaw access to the abortion pill. Because if they are successful in outlawing and making it illegal for women to get access to this abortion pill, it's gonna impact women in Nevada, which Nevada is a pro-choice state. So they are continuing in the far right to use the courts, to use the state houses, to use at the federal level, they wanna do a federal abortion ban. So they're continuing to erode those rights in so many different ways. One is through the abortion pill. We've seen it through contraception, trying to limit women's access to contraception. There is now a case before one of the courts right now out of Idaho around emergency care under EMTALA to try to outlaw a doctor from actually providing emergency safety abortion to a woman to save her life. I mean, they will do whatever they can to really restrict this access to women. And that's why we have to push back. There are 26 states now that limit a woman's right to access abortion or restrict it, ban it outright together, altogether. And now they're using the courts to limit access to certain drugs and medication. They're trying to scare people and women from traveling, or scare doctors from providing this essential care in states like mine. So it is important that we understand it, that they're not done, and we have to fight back and push back. And one way to do that is elect pro-choice representatives who are going to respect women's rights and freedoms.
Republicans have said abortion is a state's issue. Do you not agree with that premise of the argument then?
Well, absolutely I don't, because I will tell you right now, Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't believe that. He's got a piece of legislation to pass a federal abortion ban, and he's very adamant about it. So even if they're now trying to say that it's a state's rights issue, think about this, what happened in Arizona. In Arizona right now, they have this, the court in Arizona has now actually ruled that in a law that was passed in 1864 banning a woman's access to abortion is now in effect. Now, Nevada just became a state in 1864. I don't even think Arizona was a state, but the Supreme Court in Arizona has said that. So it is not about giving these states rights to make this determination for women. It is about making sure that, like for the last 50 years, women have access to the healthcare and reproductive freedoms they need. That's why Roe versus Wade was so important. And that's why I support the codification of it at a national level, the Women's Health Protection Act. If we are able to pass that legislation that we have introduced at a federal level, that will protect women's rights across the country like we had under Roe versus Wade.
Let's talk about your work in this space specifically, because according to a recent poll, abortion and reproductive issues, 1 out of 8 voters find them to be their top issues. So what are you working on when it comes to abortion and more broadly reproductive rights?
It's important for me, as a state like Nevada that is a pro-choice state where so many women now are coming for the reproductive freedoms, to make sure they have access to the essential medication and the doctors. What we see happening across the country from these far right elected officials is that it's one thing for them to outlaw it altogether. Now they're going to put fear in individual women, in companies, in doctors, to try to scare them, this kind of chilling effect to scare them away from even providing that essential care. And that's, for me, why it was important that when mifepristone, the abortion pill, when the FDA said it is safe and effective, and now it can be provided to a woman through a prescription via a pharmacy, that in Nevada, we are able to, now women are able to access that through a pharmacy. It is important for me through contraception, now that the FDA has said it is safe over the counter, that women now can access it in states like Nevada that are proud pro-choice states, that they can go now to the pharmacy to access that contraception. So there's so many things that I see happening in these erosion of rights of women that now we have to continue to outright protect. And I will be at the forefront of that, because it is just for me. This is our issue of this 21st century for women and the freedom of women to access this essential healthcare.
It's an issue of a generation. It's also a third rail issue in this country, as we know. So what do you think is missing from the national conversation when it comes to reproductive rights, when it comes to abortion?
Well, I will tell you this. I think this is on the minds of so many people across the country. I know it. I see it in Nevada. That's one of the reasons why I am back here in my most recent reelection. I can tell you, so many people across the state of Nevada were outraged by what they were seeing in the limitation and taking away a woman's right to choose. And that is true for a majority of Americans across the country. This is an essential issue for them, and it's not going to go away. It will only go away when women's freedoms are protected again, and women have that right. But until then, women and men are going to be very vocal about this issue. You will see it, actually, Brittany, you will see it playing out in the states, and it has already on a ballot initiative statewide in various states where they are protecting now and codifying a woman's right to choose. This is so important for so many people across this country, and it's not going to go away.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. It's great to talk with you.